We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 6. So, you left your country, England, to live permanently in France. How do you feel? British? French? European?
I'm just me, really, because...
Julia.
I'm just me, really, because I've lived in so many parts of the world, from South Africa to the Isle of Man, Rhodesia, as it was in those days. So France now is my home. I wouldn't say I'm exactly French as a French native, so possibly the best way to say is I would say I'm more European.
At the moment I feel European. You always have your own, you were born in your country and you are British. I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to become more French in a way of learning French, living in France, trying to fit in. So I think I'm European at the moment. I think we're all becoming like one, you know, different cultures, different outlooks, all coming together. And I think the world is changing. We're becoming similar, but it takes a long time. But I think that's the way it's coming, or going, in fact.
I feel Scottish French. I mean, there have always been very strong links between Scotland and France, with Mary Queen of Scots, etc. I mean, often the Scottish royalty only spoke French. And there are many words in old Scots that come from the French. So there's lots of links. So yes, I think of myself as European, but I would never feel the same about another country as I do about France and Scotland, but they are both special.
That's a good question.
Gemma.
I feel English. English in France. I suppose with all the hype with Brexit, I probably feel more European than I ever did. I didn't really, having been born in the EU and not knowing anything different, I never really considered what it was like to be European or not European. It didn't even cross my mind. But now, the thought of not being a European is very sad. It's a difficult thing for me to get my head around. I find it very sad that I won't no longer be a European after Brexit. But like I say, before all this went off in 2016, I had no idea, didn't even really consider what it was like to be European or not European. I was just me.
Yeah, I feel more European than anything.
John?
I feel more European than anything. But then I always have, because my mother was Irish. I was born and brought up in England, but my mother was Irish. And I think there was a cultural difference in the household from just English. And I have never felt English, frankly. I know that I sound English, I am English, I'm completely born and brought up, but I've never really felt that I belonged there. I used to feel much more that I belonged in France when I came over here, as a child and as a young man. So now I don't feel English, I don't feel Irish, I don't feel French. I feel much more European than anything else.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Amanda?
Oh, that's a hard one. I feel like me. I suppose if you were to say probably European, because I've not lived in France long enough to say I feel French, but I've been out of the UK and out of the English way of life for 3.5 years now, so I'm not into the English way of life now, so I'd say European is probably the easier.